I'm just finishing my peanut butter Girl Scout cookie.
Sounds sticky.
The tagalongs.
It does sound good.
Have you had any Girl Scout cookies? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Usually, the Thin Mints or the what is it, coconut ones? Is that what
I
they're
know
called
so many
now?
people only get those two, but they have other good ones too. This is a think of like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but with a kind of like a just a crispy cookie part inside also. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 57 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack and Sin. Sin, how are you doing today, this lovely day,
Quite
evening?
delicious today. I have a rum and coke in hand.
Ooh. When people say that fast, I think they say a Roman Coke. What's a Roman Coke? No, but I know a rum and Coke.
It packs a punch.
Yes. One of the easiest drinks you can make that keeps you energized because you got the caffeine, but still can get you drunk.
I still need to try those Moscow mules. I have
Oh,
not done that
you do.
yet. But I will one day.
Please do that. It's super simple and they're very tasty.
But other than that, how are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. Went out today. The wife wanted to go to Lowe's or Home Depot, and she wanted to go when she was off of work. Her job's not as flexible as far as like leaving during the day, even though she works from home now. I'm like, oh, we should just go like during the day. She's like, I can't. I'm like, oh yeah, you have to actually like kind of keep hours.
Right.
So we go out to Lowe's at like 5:30. I'm like grumble grumble, and sure enough, I was like, it was super packed. All the leading into it, we couldn't find the stuff we wanted. She's like, let's go to Home Depot, and that was even further away. I'm like, oh my gosh, but we both decided it was a bad idea and abort abort. But we're gonna go tomorrow, probably like around, she's gonna use our lunch break. We'll probably go about like 11:30 or so.
Nice. Now, is your Lowe's like mine, where there's a line out the door and they're only letting so many people in?
Well, no, it wasn't that bad. Maybe it gets to that point. And inside, it was doable, but like everyone, of course, is wanting to do yard projects right now. And that's,
Right.
of course, what we wanted to do also. And we couldn't find some of the stuff we wanted. Plus, the line in the garden area was super long. So there wasn't like a line to get in. I think they were still just under capacity of what they wanted, but there was definitely a line to get out if you.
Wanted to check out. So
Yeah.
that was like is that the first time your wife's been out to do something outside of the house?
Well, no, I mean, it's not like it's the first time she's been out at all, but kind of like I would say maybe the first time for like going somewhere that could potentially be busy.
Gotcha. So my wife has been stuck at home basically for a month with the kiddos. And we left the kids with the parents yesterday. And she was like a kid in the candy shop. When she got to the store, we went to Aldi, and she was like everything on the shelf she was putting right into the cart as I turn around and look at her since she's sitting right behind me tonight. So yeah, we spent like $100, almost $100 at Aldi, because
Nice.
she was like, this is much different than shopping online. Like I can see
Right.
so much different stuff. So she was excited to get out for sure.
Yeah, it's this whole thing of moving stuff around has like made, yes, the roads are less busy at times, but the places that are open, like the Home Depot and the Lowe's, and like everyone in our backyard, like our houses are like a new tract development. we all have fairly small backyards, and if we look in our backyard, we kind of have a, our development has like a slight hill sloping down, so you can kind of see a lot of yards up the hill, backyards, and like everyone's like working on projects like outside, like some during the day, some at night. You know, it's like everyone's doing that more so than ever before because of more being at home. Everyone's doing their little gardens. Of course, Stacy wants to do one too, like a get one of those standing garden bed things. And everyone's doing like building, like, you know, all sorts of things and stuff. So, of course, like the Home Depot and the Lowe's are super crowded. All the food places are super crowded also, mostly because, again, people just want a reason to get out, and you can't even go into the places, so they're even, they seem busier because there's like these lines of people doing like little weird like pickups and fake drive-thrus that they've made and weird things like that.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting time. I don't know how your state is, but basically West Virginia has said that they're going to start in the next 6 weeks or so gradually open things back up. I mean, it's kind of like a contingency, though. Like, it could change based on the amount of cases that we have. If we stay within, like, a certain percentile, with which is, like, 3%, I'm being told, then we should be still on track. But if that percentile goes up, then we'll start cutting things off again.
Yeah, we're actually exactly the same in Utah. We never got hit hard. We only, of all the people that even tested, it was, like, around, like, 3 or 5% actually had it, and only about 60 deaths total. And our hospital system only ever got to 50% capacity, even in when it was kind of bad. And now they can tell, like, we hit the plateau, and it's just barely starting to go down now.
Right.
So our governor kind of said the same thing. Is like, and I don't know how I feel about it, but we'll see. As long as things don't get bad again, but he said that things can start opening, meaning like restaurants, fast food places, people can go and do stuff inside as long as they want to do it slow, though, like have social distancing, have like, you know, probably restaurants only have like half capacity for a while, maybe forever, who knows. But, and then more and more people can start going back into office buildings for like people working. But that's going to be a slow go process too. I think a lot of companies realize this work from home is working out. So I'm guessing not as many people will come back to offices. In fact, it might even be a fight for like, I don't want to work at home anymore. Let me be the person that can come back to the office. You know, my wife wants to go back to her office.
Yeah. I'm sure my wife wants to get back to work too. And I'm sure she's getting a little stir crazy with the kids. They can be a little needy at times. But just from what I've seen from the car business side of things, it looks like they're itching to get back to the normal open till 9 p.m. at night hours. And it just seems like it to be a trend with people in the car business. It's greed and them wanting money.
Yeah. 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 Especially a summer hour. I mean, it makes sense. Because when people have normal jobs, I guess you got to figure if they're going to buy a car on the weekday at all, it's probably going to be after work, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, but we've made it work this far, and our particular store hasn't taken too much of a hit. So, you know, I think there's a better way of doing things without having to go back to the way things were.
I agree.
We can still sell just as many cars.
Yeah, I agree. And then I am also thinking too, like, ooh, some of these places that are closing earlier, I've actually been hit by that a couple times where one time it was like a couple Sundays ago, Stacy really wanted some milk, and it was past the grocery store closing time. And then so many of these gas stations that would normally be open super late or open 24 hours were closed. We're like, I don't think we're going to find one single place. And then we were thinking like, what's someone to do if they actually had like a really sick kid and they needed just some aspirin, you know, or something like that? You can't go anywhere. Like everything was closed. And then I'm thinking, well, I guess if it's really bad, you just got to go to the ER, but that would suck. But there was one place open. We found a 7-Eleven, and it was like the only place in our side of the valley within like a 30-minute drive that we could find that was open. One place.
Yeah.
I mean, given it was 11:30 on a Sunday night, but still, you know,
right? It still doesn't feel normal.
Yeah. Well, enough of that, but no, it's fun to see what's going on, but we are also here to talk
Destiny.
Destiny. Yes. I don't have too much to talk other than Destiny.
Destiny. Yeah, we have good intents to play other games, but it seems to not come through sometimes.
I played some Borderlands on my own, but I would say Destiny's the main thing we're here for. What have you been doing in the game, sir?
A lot with these. The Guardian Games is now here, so I've been doing a lot with these metal grinds, and you have to do like these bounties and going into Gambit, going into the forges. So, I mean, there's a lot there with that for me. You know, what all have I done? It's hard to freaking keep up with it, really. I've done a lot of the bounties. I've been still trying to progress and get this Almighty title, which has been a struggle with trying to get enough bits for it. I did complete that Seraph Tower event challenge that you need for Almighty. Mm-hmm. So that at least is done. Oh, what else? Raids? Oh, we did the, you and I with a group, we did the, what is it? The Spire.
Yes. Spire Stars on Prestige.
On Prestige. We did three runs.
Not completed runs, but three runs of the opening encounters.
Correct. And you got the emote, I think, earlier on before I ended up jumping in. Yep. And I ended up getting the catalyst for Sleeper.
Yeah, we had good success for that. We did like a run or so the night before, and a bunch of people got at least total throughout that. And the next day we got at least two or three people the emote, and at least probably like three people the catalyst also. So it drops pretty plentifully, way better than these 10% chances of Anarchy or Terraba.
Right. Yeah, it's actually kind of cool. The first two encounters aren't really that hard, for sure. We power through them within, about an hour and a half? We had that one glitch. We were insta-wiping. But outside of that, we switched around a couple times, only wiped maybe once or twice after switching characters. The biggest time suck was switching characters and then doing all the jumping.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I now have the Kallus Lounge emote, which is pretty cool, I have to admit. I had not really had any kind of inclination of when I would ever get that or had any hope for it, but then I'm kind of glad some of these things came together because, yeah, I haven't been super interested in the Guardian Games grind, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, but... You know, and even the raiding, I still love all the normal raids, but I've been looking for some more of these unique things. We've been wanting to, and if anyone's interested, let us know, but do like Prestige Eater of Worlds for the Telesto Catalyst, Prestige Spire of Stars for the Sleeper Simulant Catalyst. There's that cool emote, and Prestige Leviathan. A lot of people haven't completed that. So we're trying to get these more unique things because... The game honestly doesn't have anything really new in it. If people are interested in grinding for the triumphs and the title and stuff, there's plenty to do, but it's kind of like the same old, same old. I mean, I don't know how you feel about Guardian Games. In a way, like there was these rumors that, okay, yeah, we'd be going back into the Verdant Forest again. I'm like, no, great. You know, we don't want that again. But then that didn't even come true at all. It's like I almost wish that did come back because all we have to do for these Guardian Games is the same old Strikes, Crucible, all this stuff that for me I'm thinking, and a couple other people feel this way too, and I know I feel same, but like I almost don't know if I'm going to care about getting the Triumphs and Shader for it and the weapon. I'm honestly like even if I didn't get it before the event's done, I might be okay just waiting for it to come when it drops into the loot pool.
Right. I mean, I'm interested in getting it because honestly, we don't know how long that getting into the loot pool is really going to take. It could be next season. It could be the season after. If it's a season after, you're guaranteed at least another 3 months before you have a shot at getting it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting it now. The grind is not really that bad. Honestly, if you have a lot of previous quests where you need to jump into Gambit or jump into Crucible or do Forges for, you can multitask a lot of that. for example, the forges, I was able to get in there and complete my Jotun kills in one of the forges that I needed to actually get those. And so I completed that doing some of the forges. Crucible, obviously, there's not much you can do in quick play if you're trying to go through like the Remembrance, I think it's called Remembrance, where you get one of the hand cannons that you really need to go in there for. You got to do that in comp. But, you know, you can do the Gambit ones. You can do a lot of multitasking with that, especially since the game forces you to use different subclasses for the Guardian game bounties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of depends on... Yeah, you're right. You can do a lot of things at the same time, but to me, all these things are things that I still don't even care about. Like, I don't care about... Yes, I can be grinding for maybe like two or three different triumphs at the same time, but to me, they don't matter. I don't care about my Jotun kills and getting this triumph and that triumph. I guess there was a point where they kind of felt good, a little teeny bit, but right now, I barely even care about titles. I just want to do interesting things in the game, and if that means I don't care about getting triumphs, if that means I'm just going to like occasionally do raids or funny little things, like we went into Crucible the other night a couple weeks ago with Axe and Wicked and a bunch of people, and we all went in with Warlocks, and we all ran Well of Radiance, and we all ran Sweet Business.
And how did that turn out?
We had a blast. We won, and we had a blast.
Nice.
And so maybe I will actually start going into private matches or doing these weird things or whatever, because... To me, anyways, I'm just not caring so much about.
And that stuff has been around for a while, doing the private matches, you know, switching things up to try to keep the game fresh, obviously. So that stuff has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. You know, also this last week, in the middle of the week, I did not want to do the Guardian Games grind at all. But then on the weekend, I actually did start grinding it. So I hopped in with you last night or the other night, and we kind of hit things hard for a bit. I did some of my own, and I'm like, well, it's not too bad, and I kind of saw some progress coming through. So it's kind of any given day, ask me how I feel. But I'm definitely not going to be breaking my back over this, you know, trying to, you know, worry about it. If it happens, it happens. But, you know.
Something interesting to me would definitely be, and the downfall with all these bounties and all these quests is the power climb, is doing the Grandmaster Nightfalls and trying to get that, because they just unleashed a new title for that. And I kind of interested in getting the titles. Obviously, I haven't gotten all of them, and I'm not anywhere close to getting all of them. I just don't have that kind of time investment. But, you know, to do the Grandmaster, because there is some level of difficulty to it, I think would be an interesting achievement and something to go after.
I know. Yeah. Those aren't even super appealing to me right now either, which I normally have liked the Master Nightfalls. Of course, I'm not even 1025 anyways. I'm pretty close. I'm like probably 1020-ish. I'd have to see what all my high stuff is, but maybe I'll hop into that. But I do think there's some more coming out this season that's a secret. I mean, I follow spoilers, and I won't mention anything here. I don't even understand what they all mean anyways, but there's this person you can follow, Ginsor, I think, G-I-N-S-O-R. And they've been talking about some other quest that's coming out, but it was kind of vague on what it's for and the actual steps. And then there's some new audio lines coming out also. Plus, we haven't really seen the video yet or had any follow-up with, remember, the whole...
the beginning of the season.
Osiris? Yeah, I mean, are we, something's got to be happening with Rasputin more, at least by the end of the season. So I hope we still have a chance of doing some fun mission where we go to the Almighty, take it down somehow, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? But there's definitely a possibility that something else is coming this season other than just grinding for Guardian Games.
Well, I saw that you know, not that this is any indication that we're going to get a hidden quest anytime soon, but this is about the timing that the Whisper and Zero Hour were released in previous years. So the likelihood that we're going to have something is high just based on their history, but mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we're actually going to get it. So I'm kind of curious over the next couple weeks how things unfold, if we are going to get something like a hidden quest, like a zero hour or a whisper mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also we know that there's some little hidden areas in the bunkers so that when people have glitched into them in the past, which I don't think are the areas that we just go through when we're clearing the ads each time. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure there's some areas we haven't explored yet. So there's got to be something. But who knows if it's anything, you know, super big. That's okay if it's not. There was something I was going to think about bringing up. Oh, yeah, the Guardian Games. How about this, how it's going so far? We had Hunters for the win on day one, representing like we all thought the Hunters would. And everyone's like, oh, even though they're waiting it, the Hunters are always going to be winning again. But ever since day one, days two through pretty much six now, who's won every day, Sin?
My favorite, Titans.
Yes. Now, I like to joke around and say it's just because they don't have anything better to do in the game. They just like doing the dumb bounties, eating crayons. So they don't mind doing carding games while us warlocks are above it all and would rather just raid, and the hunters are the try-hard PvPers, so they're just doing that all day. That's kind of the joke going around.
Yeah, I mean,
but nonetheless, they are winning it.
Yeah, I know Bungie said they were going to weight it basically on the amount of basically players for that particular class, but I mean, I think without that, Titans would still probably win because it looks like they have that little banner inside the tower, and just the few days that I've seen it, it's not by a small margin. It's a significant margin. So to me, the other classes just aren't either one. They're probably not participating as much.
Well, I wonder why the Hunters won by a large margin on the first day and then they never did after that. It's almost like they lost interest or something.
Who knows? Either that or all the Titans decided not to log in until the second day.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, we'll see how this ends up. I kind of want Warlocks to win at least one day, but I kind of feel like
it's not looking promising.
It's not looking promising. And honestly, I don't really care. I mean, I'm not just saying that because the Warlocks are behind. I mean, I'm not going hard for it. I never did even on the first day. I'm not a super competitive person. I'm not going to whenever I go to the tower and if we see a Titan or a Hunter for the rest of the year in a statue, I'm not going to be like all disgusted. I mean, I'm not going to care either way. I'm not going to really look at it, but yeah, whatever, the stupid Titan won, let him have a statue.
As long as there's crayons.
As long as there's crayons, that'd be hilarious. But yeah, we'll see if it continues that way. And now there is still a chance that anyone could win this, even the Warlocks, because we know that on the last week, it's going to be double or nothing. Well, maybe not nothing, but double points where... Yeah,
double points.
Any class could potentially catch up. So we will see. We will see. Maybe the Hunters are actually smart, and they're like, we don't need to put the effort in right now, and then we'll just hit it hard the last week, and then they'll come from behind.
That's kind of what I was worrying about a little bit. If somebody's hoarding the medals, and they're going to turn them in, and then the Hunters win 4 or 5 days in a row with the last week, and it's double the points, you know, I kind of wish that the medals would expire each day so you couldn't stack them. You actually had to put in your daily grind. But, you know, I get it. But the only benefit to that is people stack. There is a limit to how much they can actually carry. So that is the saving grace right there. There's a limit on how many medals you can carry at one time because they do go into your quest or pursuit tab.
True, yeah. I've been turning mine in when I do that.
Yeah, I'm turning them in just for the simple fact I'm an heir apparent.
Yeah. Well, the medals Oh yeah, I guess they do give you heir apparent. I thought it was just the triumphs that get you closer to that. Is there?
Well, medals? I mean, it's the triumphs are tied to like turning in medals and
yeah,
the gold medals. True. I mean, there's a lot there that's tied to that grind.
Yeah. And about this weapon, in case anyone has not watched the Fallout Plays video on it, I do hear it's a pretty cool weapon. Now, it's not best DPS for like boss raid encounters or anything. He ran the numbers and it's still quite a bit lower than all the normal weapons. But what it does give you a benefit on is total DPS over time, because it has a huge magazine. And he showed going into like, if you just want to like clear a bunch of like, even through like high level yellow bars, like in a lost sector or in some strikes, or he says it would also be really good in like first encounters of raids, just in the main part of the encounters, you know, not like a boss encounter. It's super fun and it just melts everything just continuously. And this weapon is interesting because you can't ADS with it. When you click to ADS, it just shows it move forward a little bit, but you don't get a scope. You don't get any, you still just have to rely on the little small dot on the screen. But you don't even need to worry because it's the most stable weapon ever. It's amazing. I saw it, you know, shooting in his video. And it gives you an arc over shield when you're shooting it. So you can just be mowing down enemies and they're shooting at you and you have your over shield. So it's like you're pretty tanky. The only problem is if it's enemies that do arc damage, if they break your arc shield, then you get twice explosion damage on you when it actually breaks, and then it brings you almost absolute. So you do have to be careful about that. But if it's like enemies doing void or other damage on you, then you're fine. The overshield's a good thing. And then even if it breaks, you still have your regular health bar.
Yeah, so the shield I've seen, it's not like the one you get from the what's the other arc weapon, the SMG?
Yeah, it's not quite like that. Yeah, the Risk Runner.
Right. So it looks like you're got a giant orb around you, and it's got kind of like blue lines rather. So it's not like a fuzzy aura or anything like that. So it's kind of a neat little looking over shield that you get.
Yeah. So it does seem like it'll be a cool weapon. That's for sure. And I'm glad, you know, this is a pretty good idea and something new. It's kind of funny. Like, when are they going to, we still have, you know, probably another full year of Destiny 2, and they keep bringing out two or three exotic weapons per season. That's several per year. It's like we're really getting exotic fatigue. Like, how many more ideas can they come up with? Like, everything's competing for those top slots, you know?
Right.
I mean, I said that for a while, but I really am starting to worry. Like, yeah, what can they think of next? Hey, bring Zello Supercell back. I like that one a lot.
Oh, that was a good one. I think there was a time we were thinking that was going to be coming back, but it never made it.
No. So, yeah, we have Guardian Games. We just have, you know, the Last Triumph, where you can get the Almighty title now. I did get that myself. You just got to do the Seraph Tower and do it. You know, we're saying flawless, but it doesn't mean you don't die. It just means you can't get any adds on the square as well. The balls are dropping.
Right.
And that is easier done if you get a group together. You do the thing where you can get two people in the same instance but in different fire teams, and then build off of that, and you get anywhere from 6 to 9 people. It makes it a lot easier instead of relying on blueberries. Although I did get mine done on PC with blueberries, believe it or not, and we only had 7 of us. So it is possible, but I feel like kind of PlayStation, it's less likely.
Yeah, I got mine in a group of 9 on PS4.
Yeah, and in fact, it's already getting bad with Guardian Games. This is I feel like if you haven't gotten it yet, by the time you've heard this, it's going to be really hard to get with blueberries. You got to get a team together because, A, the moon's the easiest, and it's when it's the hive week. And come Tuesday, it won't be the hive anymore on the moon. It'll be the fallen, and then the week after that I'll probably go back to hive, but you know, that's 2 weeks in. Who knows who will be interested in it then? And then B, we were really noticing that already, you know, this happens, like it's happening in Gambit too with these competing quests, but no one's caring about finishing the Seraph Towers. We're just running around trying to throw our grenades and do our supers, so we'll get the laurels.
And it seems like the Seraph Towers got a little harder. They weren't they're not as easy to complete like they were, because now you got double duty on the towers. You have two towers that are active at any given time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be could be like EP as it ends up, where it was harder and harder, because I never got the EP shotgun when it was most popular. It took me forever getting it. So, I mean, yeah, definitely do it now if you can.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to go through the TWAB this week. It mostly talks about trial changes, and they are good changes coming up. Maybe we can do that in a future episode with someone else, with a future guest. But unless you wanted to go over them, Sim, but it's kind of all good stuff.
Yeah, it is good things. We don't need to necessarily cover it here
tonight. Yeah,
it basically is just feedback that they're looking at. So nothing has changed as of yet, but they did have some ideas in there.
Mm-hmm. But I did want to talk real quick about what you hope might come up next season, and then even in the fall. I know that's like a vague question, but like, you know, they can't probably change too much other than what they already had going for next season. But is there any kind of hope? Like, I know one thing you can say is a joke. You've said it before, but is there any kind of hope for what exciting thing might come next season, or even in the fall? What you would like to see?
I think we're kind of due for another raid. The question is whether or not we're going to get one before next year. You know, I have always thought that they've done two raids per year, and this should have been the season we would have gotten it. A raid now, next season you don't have a raid. That's basically a raid every other season. But, you know, Wrath of Machine, yes, I've joked about that one in the past. I would love to have that. But I think any type of raid right now would be nice. It would give another layer, another thing to go and grind for.
Yeah. Actually, if we look at the history, so in D1, there was three raids year one, only one in year two, and only one in year three. D2, there was three in year one, three in year two. So they already changed that, but now it looks like there may only be one, hopefully two in year three. So who knows? I do hope that we get a new raid, but I think what's even more realistic is, and I would even be okay with this, but they did this in year three of D2. I hope they like revamp the raids, even if not a lot's changed, but bring up all the drops. So like, even if you're running an older raid like Leviathan, and if it's the featured weekly raid, you can get pinnacle drops from it. That'd be cool. That would get a lot of people back in the raids. Maybe change the counters a little bit, but even if you don't do that, just have some bounties, some reasons to go in them, and a featured weekly raid so that raid that week will drop high-level rewards. And I'd even be happy if they just do that.
Yeah, something to spice it up. You know, I don't know necessarily that they need to follow the way they did things in D1, but, I mean, that was something to, you know, bring a lot of people full circle and revisit a lot of the old content and give meaning to it again.
And you seem to think that Wrath of Machine is coming back?
I mean, that was my favorite one from D1, so...
Oh, I hope, too.
It would make sense, I mean, for me, with this whole Rasputin season that we're in. I mean, to me, that makes the most sense, but...
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Like I said, we haven't gotten closure. We haven't gotten closure to the way the season is supposed to play out yet. We had one video at the start of the season. We're building these Seraph towers and Rasputin's defense system, and we've gotten no closure. So who knows? I mean, they could still surprise us. They have to bring the season to an end somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then next year, I mean, obviously we'll get some kind of expansion in the fall. That's fine. And I'm happy enough with the seasonal model, but what I want to see, especially if we only get like two strikes with the expansion, which is all we got this year, was two strikes. They have to build in somehow, even if it's just twice throughout the year after that, big updates, kind of like what they even did with the April Taken King after Taken King. We got a new strike. They got to build in a strike every once in a while, or another new small raid, or some new thing that like sticks around, that doesn't leave after the season, and then still do these seasonal things that leave, that's fine, and these silly grinds or whatever, but there's only so much we can take. Can you imagine if all next year, other than the fall expansion, which lasts us about a month before we burn out on it, you know, it's like the whole rest of the year we're just grinding bounties the whole time, you know, with some kind of tower event or infinite forest thing where we're just going in. I would get kind of boring to me for a whole nother year of that.
I'm sure we're going to continue the, as long as they have the seasonal model. I heard something today on another podcast, and it actually came from Danfinity. He heard it from somebody who I guess was on Planet Destiny. We heard it from a friend who heard it from another
from friend
messing around. But that the bounties were really intended basically to prevent experience farming like the AFK forges. So to me, it sounded like they use the bounties as a means for experience to progress the seasonal pass or the seasonal bar, instead of just casually or farming for it in a just by sitting in the game and not doing anything, or just normal farming of enemies or lost sectors over and over. It just adds a little more depth to it, and it prevents that kind of that obscure way of raising that bar unnecessarily.
Yeah, and that's fine. You can have keep that, but that can't be like the only thing. There has to be, we've said this forever, even since D1, but they got to find a way where they can bring more weapons to the game. And I feel like one of the best times they did that was actually last season. The weapons, and they actually were easier to get by the end of the season too. They were just dropping like candy, and they were all pretty good weapons. I still use that auto rifle. I have a really good roll on it. You know, the weapons are pretty good, and we need to have a situation like that where not just these exotic weapon quests where, you know, we're not maybe not going to use that weapon that much because it's competing with so many other things. We need to have, I mean, they've been saying this for trials too, more weapons, more adept and things like that. And if they can find a way to do a better experience with the loot that actually drops and have some cool new activity every other season, then they don't have to do much more. That's not a huge ask, I think. It's probably pretty big on their side, but if they can do those couple things, I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's a waiting game at this point.
Yes. But, you know, there's still fun stuff going on. I implore everyone who's listening and still wants to get into raids to hit us up in the Discord or whatever you want to do. You want to get some Crucible Night going, hit us up. And a lot of people do a good job of that and continue to ask in the Discord. Even if you see people are not playing as much in other games, don't be afraid to ask if you want to group up on something, and most likely you'll find someone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of the nights we're all doing something on Destiny. And if not, we take a night off, we're playing Borderlands or something, probably Borderlands more than likely.
Yes. And be sure to listen to the other great Destiny podcasts. Remember, we have the website destinypodcasts.com. It's a site that I maintain, and I list other known Destiny podcasts. So after you listen to ours, please check out the other ones. As you know, we were a guest. We did a combined podcast with Guardian Down last week. And we've done fun ones with Two Titans and a Hunter in the past. I know those two groups just did a combined podcast. So
I just listened to that one.
Yeah, and they have two parts, which will be out by the time you hear this. There's some great groups of people out there. Continue to let us know anyone that you might want on the show. We can try to get them on. And we need to post, I need to do better myself, but more in our community creations channel of just cool artwork or things that you see out there. Of course, we do pretty good with that. Maybe sometimes we just post it in the general channel instead.
Right.
But it's there. Well, I think that's all I had to say, Sin, for this week. I don't know if there's anything else on your mind about Destiny or other stuff.
Oh, man. I don't think there's much else. I mean, we pretty much covered it all. I mean, I've still been, like I said, grinding away, and there's still a lot to do. I mean, now's a perfect time with Guardian games. If you haven't gone back on those older quests, like I said earlier, you can multitask a lot of them. If you haven't gotten Hush, you know, do that, you know, while you're grinding out your Gambit medals for Guardian Games. Take this time. If you're trying to do a catalyst, do those catalyst grinds while you're doing this. You got to shoot stuff anyway to get most of these catalysts done. You might as well do it when you're grinding out these medals. So there is a lot of multitasking that you can do if you have stuff that you need to get done.
That's true. And one other thing I do want to mention about that is I don't think this is the most effective way because it takes a while to get there. You can get there quicker in the Whisper mission throwaway, but because we were running the Shatter Throne anyways with Nosey and Brother Ben, shout out to Nosey, he got his Wishender. But, you know, they have the Thrallways and the Shattered Throne. There's the first one where it slows you down, but then there's that second one at the end when you're getting ready to jump on those cliffs at the very end. And that second one doesn't have an area that slows you down, and the Thrall keep coming forever. And it's a very small contained room. Well, we noticed we hadn't finished our Ghost Shell, getting all our laurels yet. And we're like, wait a second. We started dropping some grenades and noticed we were getting orbs like crazy from all our masterwork weapons, and we started like super chaining off of each other, and we were having a blast. The laurels were just dropping like candy, and we stayed in that area for just 5 minutes or so and got everyone done.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's been a while since I've been in the Shattered Throne.
Yeah, a lot of fun on that. So yeah, you can find those unique things if you want to have fun in the game. Definitely do all your little side quests if you haven't done them. And even like, boy, in Forsaken, like if people haven't run all the Ascendant challenges yet, those are actually kind of interesting. I wouldn't mind going back and some of those, helping people with those, looking for the eggs, looking for the Amkara bones and whatnot. So there's a lot in the game that if you haven't done those things, they're worth checking out.
Yeah, and I wanted to set a task to remind myself, like every third week, I think it's starting next week or the week after, every curse week, finishing my Truth to Power, because that is the only thing holding me back from Cursebreaker.
Oh, yeah. I try to remember if I even got Cursebreaker. No, I did. Yeah, I got
Not Cursebreaker. I'm Chronicler.
Chronicler. Yeah, yep. I got to see where I'm at on that. Yep. Good point. Well, yeah, I think that's it for this week. So we are going to log off and play the game. But we, again, want to thank everyone who listens to us week after week. We really appreciate it. And it's kind of fun having a long show and then a short show so we can get our energy up for the next one. Yeah, for sure. So, Sin, we don't have any reviews this week. So I guess you can start letting the lovely listeners know
where lovely they can people find you. Of podcast land.
Yes.
You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia, Sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at sin_media, Kingsley Macklemore.
Yes.
It was only 99 cents.
You That's can dope. Find, it was $9.99. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, on Steam, and on Twitch. On Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show at our website, theguardianhub.com, or on Twitter at theguardianhub. Please check us out. Please join our Discord. And please continue to listen to the show. We really appreciate it. So for all of you listening this week, we wish you a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You want to say bye back there since you've been creaking in the chair all night?
Bye-bye.